The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Thanksgiving is just 2 weeks away, and that kicks off the season of wonderful and dreadful holiday dinners. Wonderful because of the chance to spend time together, and dreadful for the same reason. Should we talk about politics over the holidays? That's the title of an online guided discussion on the CNN website. It's a part of their Fractured States of America series, written by Samantha Klar, professor of political science from the University of Arizona. It's a helpful guide to think about some of those situations that happen at the Thanksgiving dinner table. Sometimes the main dish is not the only turkey in the room. Does everyone at your table have the same opinion of Donald Trump, or very different opinions? Or maybe you don't know. Polls show 2/3 of adults would prefer not to discuss politics at all. Politics bring up thoughts of conflict and anger. So you can decide which is more important, having a pleasant time together or setting your cousins straight. Even the folks who agree with your opinion may not like the topic. Research shows widespread dislike of all political parties. Guests at a party tend to conform or be silent if opposing views are being expressed. Not everyone, of course, but just because people are being quiet doesn't mean they all agree with you. Of course, there are adults who seek out conflict, think it's fun. Sometimes that's in direct correlation to the dosage of alcohol consumed. And there are moralizers, people with strong opinions about what is right and the misplaced belief that they will convince others to conform to their opinions. You may want to put them at the kids' table. It's about time those kids learned about the deep state and Trump's taxes. And it'd probably help the moralizer to put a few pitted olives on their fingertips. Granted, it can be hard to avoid politics. A warm autumn reminds people of climate change. A recent hospital bill leads to Medicare for all. Almost any topic is borderline close to politics. And please don't check your Twitter at the table. Klar suggests to redirect those discussions to valence issues rather than hardline specifics. A valence issue is an issue most voters agree upon. Peace is good, violence is bad, your vote should count. Contrast this to positional issues. Impeachment is good, Medicare for all is bad. Positional statements divide folks into camps. You may think you have a lot to say at the Thanksgiving celebration. Believe it or not, most of us do not like when one or two guests dominate the conversation. It can make people uncomfortable. Even the kids don't want you at their table. Giving a lecture does not make you look well-informed. If you find that you've been talking for a while, remember the acronym WAIT. Why am I talking? I suggest reading the guide if you have some concerns about an upcoming family gathering. Practice some deflecting phrases like, pass the potatoes, or, wow, it's later than I thought, I'll get your coat. There are better ways to change the world than an uncomfortable holiday meal. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.